Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 17th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 2.25 cents at 527.25, December wheat down 4.25 cents at 708.75, and November beans down 12 cents at 1284. Beans under some pressure here. There's more talk about the USDA maybe having to lower the export numbers on beans. The Chinese have bought those 4 to 6 cargoes of beans from Brazil. That may not be the last of it. We've only been selling 100 to 132,000 metric tons of beans pretty much every day to China, but those are small numbers compared to what it could be this time of year. So the USDA may be looking at cutting back exports with increased carryouts. There is weather down in the south that's a little bit too wet for harvest, but you know they'll get the beans in like they always do. The wheat market under a little bit of pressure here today. The dollar was strong, up 21 ticks, back over 93 cents at 93.20. I think with between the beans and the dollar, the wheat saw some selling here, but it was still up 20 cents for the week. We've got the dry conditions out west, the dryness in Australia continuing. Interesting point, though, the oats, which made the historic high yesterday, backed off here today. If we open up under 549.75 and stay there and don't fill that gap, we could leave an island top on the December oats, which may put some pressure on the wheat market and maybe even on the corn market. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Corn sold off here today. It was only down 2.25 cents. There's some stories picking up about yield concerns. Ken Ferry, the agronomist from Central Illinois and Hayworth, Illinois, who is well-respected, has said there's a lot of tar spots on dehybrid corn out there, and that's shaving some yields in a lot of different areas out here. How much of it is widespread, we don't know. We do know that there's some really great yields out there. We know that there's some poor yields, pretty much where you'd expect it. But this disease story has been creeping in more and more, so we have to keep an eye on that. So overall, the wheat closed up 20 cents for the week, corn up a dime, beans down about 3 cents. And I think that makes sense. The bean yields, I think, are moving a little bit higher. There's the export question. And corn had some support with these disease issues. We had support with the shrinking world carryouts. So all that made sense to me. So if you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great day.